Thank you for calling Jacket Back Embroidery. We bring Letterman jackets to life. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Press 1 for sales, press 2 for graphic design, press 3 for accounting, or press 9 to hear the directory. And thank you.
Please enter the first 3 letters of the person's first name. For Q, press 7. For Z, press 9. To hear a complete list of this directory, press 1. For the operator, extension 0. To select this extension, press 1. To hear the next name, press 2. To repeat, I'm sorry, your entry is incorrect. Thank you for calling. Operator, please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello?
Hello, it's Matt. How can I help you?
Hey, Matt. This is Hashem from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I know you're busy. I don't want to waste much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approval that we had sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some lending you did with New Logic, if that rings a bell, a few years back. And it was just a pre-approval for some equipment finance and working capital. So I just wanted to circle back with you. It was based on your good lending history with them that we were able to pre-approve you. So just wanted to see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline.
Actually, we're sitting pretty good right now. So, yeah, we wouldn't have any need for it currently.
Okay, that's good. Is there any, like, typical time of the year maybe when you do your financing for the company, or is it more like as an as-needed basis?
Yeah, it's an as needed. It's typically February or March area where that usually has come.
February or March.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you typically do like a line of credit, or is it more like a working capital type loan?
It's in the past. It's been a working capital type.
Oh, okay. Good. Perfect. That's actually our specialty: equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
Yeah, would you mind if I shot over an email with some additional info for you to keep on file?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, definitely do that.
Sure. What's a good email for you?
You can send it to info@jacketback.com. I'll see that come over.
info@jacketback.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. I will put a little something together and send it over your way then. Is working capital like the main thing you guys concentrate on, not as much as equipment financing, correct?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. And with the company that you're with right now, are they basing it off of sales when they give you the loan, or is it more based off your credit? Just curious.
Yeah, so we're not with anyone right now, but in the past, it was, let me see here, I think it was more based off of our sales figures, because I remember having to pull bank statements. And
bank statements, okay.
Right.
Yeah, because that's exactly the way we do it, too. And were they able to give you 10 to 15% of your annual revenue, was it?
I think at the time we didn't need quite that much, but yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, the thing about that too is that what we run into is they want to look at, like, say, the previous 3 months up until that point.
Correct.
And usually when you're in need of working capital, the reason why you're in need is because
you don't have money.
you had a loan those couple of months leading up to that point. So
exactly.
It's kind of like, okay, well, the numbers don't show, but yeah. So I don't know how to get around that situation.
Was it just the bank statements that they looked at, or did they also take a look at, like, the business tax returns and things like that?
Yeah, I was partially involved with it. It's family business. My dad was usually involved with most of that. But
right.
Yeah, I want to say that it was mostly bank statements that we pulled.
Mostly bank statements.
I don't know that we use our tax returns, but but it could have been. You know, like I said, was part of it, but he worked directly with them on that. So.
Oh, okay, definitely. And if you don't mind me asking, I'm just a little curious about the business itself. What do you use? How do you guys operate there? What do you do?
I'm sorry.
I know it's commercial screen printing, correct?
The customer, Chris, could you help? No, it's we do embroidery, actually, not screen.
Oh, embroidery. Okay.
Yeah, so we work with all the a lot of the high schools for the letter jackets. So it's our specialty. So there's some seasonality to it, and that's
right.
kind of where we have the issue, you know, need for the capital. But
so it's more as like a end of the school year type of thing, right?
Yeah, it usually what ends up happening is you get a big push in October, November, December, and then January, February, March. There's kind of a not so much of a interest in it or thinking about it type of thing.
Right.
So that's kind of where that, like I was explaining, kind of that lull comes in. So we're trying to make it more of a year-round
business.
Process where people are thinking about it. Yeah, and so we have
right.
grown, we kind of... About 3 years ago, we stopped doing all the other screen printing and hats and things like that. So we're one of the only companies in the whole, and we're in the San Francisco Bay Area that
right.
That actually specializes in just high school letter jackets. So we're up to about 60 high schools we work with, which is which is quite a few. And typically, your average little local shop might work with 3 or 4 of the local high schools.
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah, so it's one of those things when you specialize in something, people are willing to travel a little bit to come to you. So,
right.
Yeah, so we're in the phase of, trying to grow it, and there's some things we want to do, like, you know, create a newer website where we're able to have our process a lot more efficient, and with our kids, you know, high school kids, they're
right.
doing things differently than I did or their parents do, so...
Of course.
That's kind of one of the big things right now that we're looking at is to try to get that type of stuff.
Are you looking more to have like a customization to the Letterman?
Yeah, so we customize every jacket, right? So every jacket is custom to each student. So part of our workflow and delays sometimes is getting that information figured out. So when we're taking an order and we take it on paper and we take
right.
down the information and we show them samples, well, they don't actually see their last name in that font, in that color scheme, right? So
uh-huh.
So then it's the next step of having our designers create that design proof, email it over to them, get the approval. Do they get back to us? Is there a change? Back and forth, which delays everything.
I see.
So money, so
it's quite the process.
Yeah, so cash flow gets delayed. In a sense,
right.
because there's a balance due when they pick up. So the longer they don't pick up, you can
right.
see how we're going with it. So what we're wanting to do is get it to where our system is when they come in, place an order. We have a process to where we can a cloud-based website where we can create the basic design part of what they need right in front of them.
Right.
So that's kind of we're researching some web design companies right now, but man, it's expensive to do.
Oh, that. I'm sure it is. Yeah, nothing comes cheap, especially when you're trying to advertise nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
So,
yeah. Well. Oh well, I'm actually glad I asked that question because I learned a lot more than I did all day here today.
All right. real life stuff.
No. Yeah, because when I ask, you know, most people are like, don't really care to tell you as much. They're more like, all right, whatever.
Right.
So,
right.
you know,
right.
I'm glad you took that step with me.
Sure, right on. Appreciate it.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like obviously working capital to me more than equipment financing. So I definitely will shoot over that email to you, and you can take a look at, if you want, our website and reviews and all that.
Sure.
And I can go ahead if you want. I'll just attach the application with it just for you to look at, and just in case somewhere down the line you wanted to finance with us, you're more than welcome to, you know, shoot me an email or a phone call or something like that.
Sure.
For us, the process for working capital is very simple. It's that one-page application that gets sent in the email. It's a six-month bank statement, and then the tax returns. That's it.
Okay.
And after I get that info, it goes to the underwriters, and then within 24 hours is when you will hear back from me, usually.
All right.
So it's a very, very quick process.
Yeah. So a question for you. Are you guys a direct lender, or you guys have somebody else that you guys work under?
So we do, like, unsecured funding for a lot of banks, basically. So for a working capital, the one you did was an unsecured, correct? Working capital loan.
Yeah.
So there's no collateral up on your end. You don't have to put up a house, car, or anything like that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So we just collect information on the business. Even if, you know, if it's not that great of credit, personal credit, we don't even, like, take a look at it as much as sales at all.
Because what's happened before is, we get several calls from companies looking to loan out.
I'm sure you do.
So, and one of the things that kind of caught me is kind of was that one companies would they call and they say, okay, so we see you had a loan with this company, and they say the name.
Correct.
We're actually the one that like they were just a middle person. They're under us. We can give you a better rate and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, is this kind of interesting? They kind of almost go with a cut there.
Right. No, I completely understand what you're saying. Like for us at Bank of Cardiff, we're a private business bank, and basically, you know, after 2008, when the bigger banks stopped lending out to the smaller businesses, that's when working capital loans came in because they were unsecured, and you didn't have to put up anything. Obviously, they have a little bit of a higher interest rate usually than like a line of credit, but that's what it comes with when it has unsecured. Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah. Go ahead and send that over to me, and then I'll keep it on file for sure. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Absolutely. It definitely will. So you said when the best time to follow up with you would be in like a few months or so?
Where are we? In August now. So I guess probably about 4 months.
4 months?
Yep.
Probably. All right. Perfect then. I will definitely be following up with you in 4 months. And I really do appreciate you going over the business with me, honestly.
Right on. Yeah. No problem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. You take care. Have a good one.